The government says it will use the emergency period to return the region to constitutional order. A 7-member committee has been formed to oversee the state of emergency period, whose rules are yet to be made public. The Prime Minister claims the military offensive launched against the regional forces in Tigray has so far been successful. He says it has resulted in some deaths, injuries and damage of property. There is no information yet as to how many soldiers and civilians have been killed in the military clashes because all communication channels have been blocked. The Ethiopia Human Rights Council has asked the government to ensure that there is humanitarian access and passage of essential services to civilians. The United Nations has led calls for a de-escalation of violence, with concerns it could lead to a fully blown civil war. Citizens around the country are also worried that this could lead to civil war. The separatist political leadership of the Tigray region ceased to recognize the leadership of Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed on September 5th. I'm Koleto Anjohi in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.